Hey guys, welcome to the Take a Break Girl podcast. It is me, Regina B, your self-care coach. And today I'm just going to go ahead and jump right on into this. If you guys are here and this is your first time listening to me, thank you so much for listening. And make sure you share this podcast today because I think this podcast is going to be a very interesting one. Today I'm going to talk to you guys about being in your midlife and caring for yourself. Okay, so it's all about the self-care during midlife. Me, I'm 51 years old. I love being in this midlife. I enjoy it. I really do. I haven't always been here. It's taken me a while to get here. But it's all because I really honestly started becoming intentional about my self-care. If you don't be intentional about it, your midlife might be the craziest time of your life. When really at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be a crisis. It really can be a positive and healthy start and change in your life. Relationships begin to change. You may figure out that you don't like your job and you want to do something different. You will change your lifestyle. You'll develop new friendships. All kind of things will begin to happen. But also in midlife, you'll experience a lot of different things. You'll experience depression, loneliness. I know I did. Let me tell you something. The CDC reports that ages 40 to 60 have the highest rate of depression. And that's because midlife is super crazy. You go through perimenopause, you're going through menopause, you might be going through a divorce, your children have left the home, you're experiencing the empty nest. Like, midlife can be straight up crazy. All right. So let's talk about it. Like, where does that midlife come from? Is it a real thing? I think it is. It's really about your mindset. It's about what you think and how you feel about yourself. No, we're not young anymore. But yeah, we don't have to live like we're old either. You know, we speak certain things. I always talk to you guys about speaking over yourself. If you're following me on my Facebook or on my Instagram, I'm always talking about what we speak over ourselves. So if we're in our 40s to 60s and we're talking about, girl, I'm old, or, you know, I can't do this because I'm old. Well, that's what you're going to be. You're going to be old when you're really not. You're in your midlife. So let's enjoy it and make it the best time possible. Today, I'm going to give you guys three ways. Let's talk about it. Three ways that we can start caring for ourselves during this time, because it's needed and it's needed to be talked about and we need to start practicing it. Okay, so let's go ahead and just jump right on in. First, let's focus our energy on ourselves. Like, focus it on you. You've been giving your energy all this time to your family, to your friends, to your job, to associates, to whoever has needed you all these years before. So now let's go ahead and shift that energy onto ourselves, because after all, we're experiencing overwhelm and, you know, you just have a lot going on. It's just time to take a break. Like, seriously, it is time to take a break, girl, and focus on you and what you need. Okay. Number two, go learn something new. By learning something new, you begin to focus on what you like and dislike. It also allows you to challenge yourself. When I started doing stuff, I try to learn something new like every week. And it really does teach me things about myself and where I'm at in my life and what I want and what I don't want. So learn something new. Every week or every day, read something, learn something, do something different, learn something new. And the third thing is make time for your love life. Now, some of us are single. Some of us is married. Some of us just don't want to be bothered. Okay? So, make the time. If you are single, make yourself a date. Go date yourself. Because guess what? When you start working on yourself and working on that self-care, you might go out there, bump into that guy, and he sees that you're working on you. And boom, there you go. If you married, start doing something new. Be creative in your marriage. Go places you haven't been before. Just become new and creative in your marriage. And if you just don't want to be bothered, then, hey, I guess you just don't want to be be bothered, all right? But still, learn to love yourself and love yourself through it, all right? So those are the three tips I have for you guys today. Self-care and midlife, they go hand in hand. They really do. And it really can become a fabulous, fabulous time of your life. Take it from me. I live it daily. I really do. And that's why it's important for me to come on here and share with you ladies about how you need to just be practicing self-care, especially during midlife. All right. Make sure you guys share this podcast with anybody who you think needs it. If you guys are listening for the first time, I'm so very grateful for you and thankful that you have taken the time to listen to this podcast. Make sure you also do check me out. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And also, we have the website up. Go check out the takeabreakgirl.com website. There you're going to find we have candles, we have journals, we've got diffusers, we've got a whole lot of other things going on up there. We're going to add some digital products for you guys, some self-care calendars, all kind of good stuff coming up. So thank you once again for joining me today on the podcast. And remember, self-care is key. Learn to love where you're at, and your life will begin to change. Bye.